Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are joined in the studio again by Mr. Perry Whaley, the Vitiligo Man of Action. Perry Whaley, welcome back.
Good morning, good morning.
And you know, I had to have you back because you are a man of action and you're doing so much. Could you share with our listeners who may have missed our initial conversation exactly what vitiligo is and how you created the Vitiligo Man of Action?
Well, vitiligo is an autoimmune deficiency. Basically what that is that the melanin in your skin, I would just keep it really simple. It disappears when it's attacking your skin. And it's really that simple. It attacks your skin and it's not reproducing. It's really that simple. It doesn't reproduce. So all the blotches that you see, there's no melanin in your skin at that point.
And this affects people of all races.
Yes, it does.
It's just more pronounced in African Americans because of the lack of melanin.
Yes, yes.
And you have not let this stop you. In fact, you have let this empower you to become this man of action. So tell our listeners a little bit about how that happened, how you decided to take something that a lot of people would, you know, cringe about or shy away from, that definitely has been stigma for a while. How did you take this thing and kind of turn it on its head?
Well, I can just say 25 years ago when I acquired vitiligo, I wanted some answers. There weren't any support groups at this time that I knew of. So I reached out to the National Vitiligo Foundation, which is in Tyler, Texas. And they sent me a whole bunch of information back stating, this is what it is. If you have vitiligo, you better learn to live with it. So years and years have passed. Come to Atlanta, Georgia. I was at the Wind Down Wednesday in Centennial Park. A young lady by the name of Tanya, she approached me and said, hey, you're kind of nice looking man. Okay, I was amazed because she didn't know inside of me. I already knew I was nice looking, you know what I mean? But her daughter had vitiligo. And so she approached me at that point and shared with me that her daughter had vitiligo and that they were a part of an organization called Vitiligo Bond, okay? And Vitiligo Bond is the CEO is Natasha McCarthy. So to make a long story short, 4 years past, we work together hand in hand. I'm in the public eye and she's working behind the scenes and we working hand in hand. And she even mentioned one day that you should do a men's thing. And I was like, nah, not everything. I just want to support your organization, you know. And then when the time came right, God made it available for me to be, you know, doing what I was doing so freely. He said, Perry, it's time for you to create something of your own. And that's when the Vitiligo Man of Action came about. And at first I wanted to name it the Vitiligo Men of Action, but I couldn't get all my vitiligo brothers to participate as actively as I was. So I said, well, instead of doing that, I'll do it in the I term, made it Vitiligo Man of Action. And that's what it is truly about action.
And you are a man of action. We're here to mainly talk about an upcoming race about vitiligo awareness that's going to take place on June 2nd in Conyers. And it's a whole event.
Yes.
It's more than just the race. So share with our listeners what this event is, why you put it together, and why they should attend and participate.
Well, first of all, I got to give some credit to my partner, which is Ms. Deborah Adams. She is fantastic with helping me put together ideas. She is my team. And Ms. Glenda Williams also helped me put this together. How it came together was Glenda Williams saw the doctor who is the chief of staff at Piedmont Hospital with vitiligo and approached him real aggressive about you should be doing something with vitiligo. And so she said, you need to meet Perry, the Vitiligo Man of Action. She got us in contact and the rest is history. We are now doing a 5K race with partnership with Piedmont Hospital. He's the chief of staff. His name is Dr. Cawthorn. And he is a very new man of action with vitiligo. And being the chief of staff, you know, he is an OBGYN. You know, he's bringing life. And I just thought it was so fantastic that when she addressed him, for him to reach out to me and we talked about it. And then the race just came up because it was fitting. His staff said, well, we have 1,200 employees. That would be nice to put on a race. So we just said, hey, the light came on, and now here we are making it happen June 2nd.
And Perry, this isn't the only thing that you've done. I follow you, of course, on social media, and I was so, I guess, pleased to see that you all did a Vitiligo Man of Action sip and paint. And the paintings that you did were of, you know, looked like African leaders who had vitiligo. It was so amazing. How do you as a man of action create all of these gatherings and events in support of vitiligo awareness?
Well, I won't take any of the credit for it. I give God all the credit because he allows me, this is one of my favorite words, opportunity and energy. When those two are created, it's just really easy. And God has given me both of them. I have a lot of energy and opportunity. And the sip and paint was just something that we all had a meeting with and just thought it would be nice to give back. And people come out and relax and not be pressured by throwing vitiligo on them, but let them come out and have a good time and gather. So TGI Fridays, which is one of my sponsors as well, was great about Mr. Keita Plant. I got to give a shout out. She's always supportive of me. She said, come on, use our facility, and let's make this thing happen. And they sponsored the whole event.
And now we see models on the covers of fashion magazines without the makeup. Mm-hmm. They are showing their vitiligo. Mm-hmm. The stigma seems to be lessening. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to say no because we look at a lot of social media and we're only seeing the glamorous parts of vitiligo. And there are so many other people behind the scenes that would never even come out. You know, I have events and a lot of my people who come out aren't people who have vitiligo. It's people who don't have vitiligo that are inquiring about that information. So what we're trying to do is build a strong, strong platform. And how that's going to come about, we're still working on that daily. But we're trying to build a platform where people will come out and be the true you. You know what I mean? Right now, they're not coming out like we would want them to come out, but we need them to come from behind the telephones, the Instagram, and now be visible at some of the events that we're putting on.
Because that will make people more comfortable. You know, I'm used to seeing you, mm-hmm. and I'm used to seeing your face and your hands. Mm-hmm. But you've got a live post, and you had your shirt off, mm-hmm. and I could see. And I was kind of shocked. I was like, wow, so it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And, you know, this is that time of the year when my sunblock is my best friend. And, you know, it's kind of funny when you get dressed. You know, when you have all your tone, you can see the complexion of your colors in your clothing. You know, this is that time of the year when my skin could be red, my legs are white. But you know what? The most fun part about it is I'm 1% of all Americans at any event that I go to. So I embrace my vitiligo.
I love it, Perry. So for our listeners who want to join the Vitiligo Man of Action and who want to participate in the upcoming race, and you've got an empowerment program for women coming up, how can people follow, find out, and come and create awareness about vitiligo?
Well, first of all, you can go to my website, which is vitiligomanofaction.vpweb.com. I'll say that one more time for you. vitiligomanofaction.vpweb.com. And you can leave a message and it'll come directly to me. Also, you can go on Instagram, pwhaley50. Also, I have a Vitiligo Man of Action Facebook page. And you can also hit me up on my regular page, which is Perry Whaley. So all these ways you can reach me. And I will answer you immediately, I promise you.
Well, I'll tell you what, since our first meeting, whenever I see someone who has vitiligo, and I've seen people, you know, just a little bit on the hands, mm-hmm. and at the end of the conversation, I'll go, do you know Perry Whaley, the Vitiligo Man of Action? And if they don't know you, I send them to your Facebook page. But I think what you're doing is wonderful, and I'm glad that you are available to share this information and to continue to create awareness and to share with the whole community that vitiligo is just something that exists. as you said, you all are 1% of the population, and you'll be here continuing.
Always, always. Is it okay to say hello? I mean, thank my sponsors.
Sure thing.
First of all, I want to thank John Miles Chevrolet for participating. I want to thank Piedmont Hospital for being a part of. I want to thank Harley Davidson. I want to thank Barranco Automotive. I also want to thank TGI Fridays. I hope I haven't forgot anybody, but I want to thank Greystone, OBGYN in Conyers, and I also want to thank Meg Enterprises, which has been a big sponsor of mine for years.
I love it. Perry Whaley, the Vitiligo Man of Action. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.